With the Old Breed, Disc 11.
Our own mail came up to us in canvas bags, usually with the ammo and rations. It was of tremendous value in boosting sagging morale. On several occasions, I actually had to bend over my letters and read as rapidly as possible to shield them from the torrents of rain before the ink was smeared across the soggy paper and the writing became illegible. Most of us received letters from family and civilian friends, but occasionally we received letters from old Company K buddies who had returned to the States. Their early letters expressed relief over being back with family or with wine, women, and song. But later, the letters often became disturbingly bitter and filled with disillusionment. Some expressed a desire to return if they could get back into the old battalion. Considering the dangers and hardships those men had been through before they were sent home, and considering our situation in front of Shuri, the attitudes of our buddies who had returned stateside puzzled us. They expressed themselves in various ways, but the gist of their disillusionment was a feeling of alienation from everyone but their old comrades. Although there was gasoline and meat rationing back in the States, life was safe and easy. Plenty of people were ready to buy a Marine combat veteran wearing campaign ribbons and battle stars, a drink or a beer anytime. But all the good life and luxury didn't seem to take the place of old friendships forged in combat. There was talk of war profiteers and able-bodied men who got easy duty at the expense of others. Some letters said simply that folks back in the States just don't understand what the hell it's all about because they have had it so easy. I heard more than one buddy express the opinion as we sat in the mud that civilians would understand if the Japanese or the Germans bombed an American city. Some men thought that would have been a good idea if no American civilians got killed. Just scared. But nobody wanted it to be his hometown. It was hard to believe that some of our old friends who had wanted so much to return home actually were writing us that they thought of volunteering again for overseas duty. Some actually did. They had had enough of war, but they had greater difficulty adjusting to civilians or to comfortable stateside military posts. We were unable to understand their attitudes until we ourselves returned home and tried to comprehend people who griped because America wasn't perfect or their coffee wasn't hot enough or they had to stand in line and wait for a train or bus. Our buddies who had gone back had been greeted enthusiastically, as those of us who survived were received later on. But the folks back home didn't, and in retrospect, couldn't have been expected to understand what we had experienced, what in our minds seemed to set us apart forever from anyone who hadn't been in combat. We didn't want to indulge in self-pity. We just wished that people back home could understand how lucky they were and stop complaining about trivial inconveniences.